This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please, the station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. My board op and producer, Chris O'Sullivan, you might guess, is Irish. And he made a joke. He heard me drinking and drinking and drinking my water, and he said, God... You know, because he's in Dallas and I'm in Las Vegas. He said, God, you sound like you're drinking like an Irishman. And I said, no, I'm drinking Jewish whiskey, which is bottled water. You know, because Jews are not big drinkers, and I don't drink at all. I just drink bottled water. So when you hear me gurgling water, gurgling liquid, it's not booze, it's not whiskey, it's not Manischewitz, it's just water. Jewish whiskey, bottled water. Actually, Jewish whiskey is sparkling water. Let's put it that way. Jewish champagne, sparkling water. Chris thinks that's funny. Oh, boy. So I mentioned before the break, I was talking to David Bossie, one of the great conservatives in America, Citizens United, and a guy who helped run Trump's two campaigns for president. And I mentioned leading into his segment that a bombshell audio now exists of Lindsey Graham basically, you know, praising Joe Biden like he's the greatest thing in the world. You know, when you think about politics... You think about disgusting, amoral people who have no backbone, and whoever is in front of them with power, they kiss their ass. And, you know, for 4 years, all Lindsey Graham ever did was kiss Trump's ass. You're the greatest. You're the most wonderful. You're the greatest president. Kiss his ass. Kiss his ass. And then when nobody's watching, he switched over to telling Biden how great he was. Lindsey Graham is like the most perfect caricature of a politician in history. You know, a closeted Republican loser, rhino, who kisses the ass of whoever is in power that could help him. And has, you know, he's like one of those guys that, like, I love you, and then when you're out of favor, I stab you, and the new guy, I love you. That's Lindsey Graham, and this is perfect for him. So newly released audio shows Senator Lindsey Graham telling a New York Times reporter that Joe Biden is maybe the best person to have as president and that he will unify the nation after the January 6th protest. Can you imagine? New York Times reporters Jonathan Martin and Alexander Burns gave the audio to CNN to promote their new book, This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future. The call reportedly took place as Capitol Police were still trying to clear out the building. And Lindsey Graham says, we will come out of this stronger. Moments like this reset. It'll take a while. People will calm down. People will say, I don't want to be associated with that. This is a group within a group. What this does, it'll be a rallying effect for a while where the country says we're better than this. Martin responded asking, and Biden will be better, right? And Graham replied, totally. He'll be maybe the best person to have, right? I mean, how mad can you get at Joe Biden? And... he's not even a rhino. He's a traitor. He's a slimy, swarmy, you know, piece of human capitalization garbage. That's what Lindsey Graham is. I never liked him when he was hanging on John McCain like John McCain was his gay lover. Maybe he was. But as soon as John McCain dropped dead, okay, when he was hanging on John McCain, McCain hated Trump, so Lindsey Graham hated Trump. As soon as McCain died, Lindsey Graham became Trump's best friend and kissed his ass 24 hours a day. And now that Trump's out of power, now he kisses Biden's ass. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the book claims that Lindsey Graham threatened to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office during the protest. Does that tell you all you need to know about Lindsey Graham? These people are so bad, and you don't believe anyone's really this bad. It's got to be like a movie character. Nope. Nope. People are really that bad. And speaking of people who are really that bad, how about the Biden disinformation czar demands the power to edit other people's tweets? In a newly released video clip, Biden disinformation czar Nina Jankowicz demands that trustworthy, verified people like her be given the power to edit other people's tweets, making Twitter more like Wikipedia. Oh, wouldn't that be great? I haven't looked at Wikipedia in like 3 years because they totally lie and slander and take all the worst things you could say about Wayne Root and put them in my biography. And they leave out all the best things and the major accomplishments of my life because it's written by liberals. Liberals don't know how to write anything nice about Trump or Wayne Root or Newt Gingrich or anybody else, Rush Limbaugh. Liberals write the worst garbage and they lie and they commit fraud and they slander, and that's what's on Wikipedia. That's what you're dealing with here. She says, asserting, this is Nina Jankowicz, the new disinformation czar, asserting that she was eligible for it because I'm verified. Jankowicz then bemoaned the fact there are people on Twitter with different opinions to her who have the blue tick but shouldn't be verified because they're not trustworthy. Can you imagine what you're dealing with? These are communist Nazis. That's what they are. And don't forget, I'm not combining two things that are the opposite of each other, because there are liberals out there that will tell you Nazis were conservatives. No, they weren't. Nazis were the Socialist Nationalist Party of Germany. Nazis were communists. That's what they were from the very beginning. Hitler and his group were a bunch of communist thugs. And that's what this girl is. She's a communist thug. She then provided the example, which she claimed was non-political, President Trump tweeting about voter fraud. Biden's new disinformation czar wants trustworthy, verified people like her to be able to add context to other people's tweets. Someone could add context from one of the 60 lawsuits that went through the court, or something that an election official in one of the states said. Perhaps your own Secretary of State and his news conferences, something like that, said Janowicz. Any context that people have a fuller picture rather than just an individual claim on a tweet. Also note how two of the other participants in the conversation, this was a Zoom call, were wearing face masks despite it being a remote Zoom call. Can you imagine what you're dealing with? You're dealing with mentally ill Nazi communists. They wear masks on Zoom calls. This is how sick these people are. These are people that need to be sent to mental institutions and fed their food through a straw for the rest of their lives. What a bunch of whack job nut jobs. Wow. And she's in charge of overseeing Biden's Ministry of Truth, despite revealing that free speech makes her shudder, while also promoting the lie that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation and promoting the lie that there was Russian collusion by Trump. And just like I say, just like that, it's always the people who claim to be in charge of disinformation who are the ones promoting disinformation. Unbelievable. Another person that works for Biden, Biden's spokesperson, the White House press secretary, the brand new one, Karine Jean-Pierre, on Wednesday, meaning today, laughed when asked who's running point on the baby formula shortage. Baby formula out of stock in stores across the United States. In 25 states, as much as 50% of the baby formula is out of stock. In 5 states, over 50% of the baby formula is out of stock. Joe Biden has not even addressed the baby formula shortage crisis. Too busy sending $40 billion to Ukraine. And when asked about it, his spokesman laughs. She thinks it's funny that moms with newborn babies are panicking because they can't feed their babies. Wow. And then you think of, to me, the stupidest thing I've ever seen. But, of course, it's not stupid. It's a planned, corrupt action by the most corrupt president in the history of the world, Joe Biden. This guy is trying to give away $40 billion of our money to Ukraine. Well, there's no baby formula in the United States, and gas prices reach another all-time high. You just can't believe it. And they're going along with it. Republicans are going along with it because they must all be promised a piece of the loot split up offshore. On Tuesday night, Democrat-led U.S. House of Representatives approved the additional Ukraine Supplemental Appropriations Act of 2022 with a bipartisan support, a vote of 368-57. That means 149 Republicans voted for the new $40 billion in funding. Only 57 Republicans voted against it.
Wow.
The funding package includes $9 billion to restock U.S. equipment sent to Ukraine and $6 billion in the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative funding. And meanwhile, parents across the U.S. can't find baby formula. Gas prices hit a new high. Price of gas hit $4.40 on Wednesday, another all-time record. Back in November 2020, gas was $2.11 a gallon, now $4.40, all-time record. And when you wonder what has been going on, when you wonder what's been going on in this country with COVID, and I keep telling you the COVID vaccine is a scam, it is dangerous, it is deadly, and they've covered the story up, and they won't let you hear it, and they continue to double down and demand that you take the vaccine. It's going to get worse. If we don't beat them in a landslide in November, there will be COVID mandates left and right. Meanwhile, we find out the NIH doled out $30 billion last year in grants, and the entity and its scientists, by the way, the NIH is the National Institutes of Health, and the entity and its scientists, meaning the NIH and its scientists, received an estimated $350 million more in royalties from 2010 to 2020. And who got some of that loot? Dr. Fauci and all the people that agree with him that COVID is the worst thing ever. It's not just the flu. It's not just the cold. We should all hide in our homes. We should be locked down. Non-essential businesses should be closed. Everyone should go out of business. Everyone should lose their job. And everyone should be vaxxed. And everyone should be masked. These are the people that are all on the take. It's always been about money, about greed, and about corruption.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called Steels and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My great friend John is the owner of SteelsAndDealsLV.com. That's the sponsor of this segment of the show. And it is a fantastic business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge in Vegas for the last year. They ship nationwide. It's called Steels and Deals because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. Probably the average thing you buy there is about 50% off. SteelsAndDealsLV.com would beat any legitimate price by a mile. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Vegas, and now they ship nationwide. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com online, SteelsAndDealsLV.com, or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. What do they sell? Basically everything. Everything. I mentioned that inflation is exploding like never before and that Joe Biden has no plan whatsoever. He also has no plan for the lack of baby formula. Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who's known as a pretty moderate guy, doubles down on his call for Biden to resign over the inflation crisis, and he says, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Senator Rick Scott reiterated today his stance that President Biden should resign as inflation explodes. Scott joined Fox News, Fox and Friends, to torch Biden's economic policies, arguing the president seems confused when discussing the issues. Senator Rick Scott, well, look at his accomplishments. It's the opposite. We're in horrible shape. He doesn't even know what state I'm from. And you said he was supposed to give his ideas on inflation yesterday. What were those ideas? Oh, it's everybody else's fault but his. So we know we can't do it. Let's be honest. We know that Joe Biden cannot fix the economy. Get out of the way. Let someone else do it. That's what you do in business. He's confused about these things. Get people back to work. That's how the country was built. Senator Rick Scott. And I really like him, by the way. He had a list of objectives if Republicans take back the Senate that I thought was literally fantastic. I thought it was one of the best things ever, one of the best things since the contract with America. Really, really, really good. Federal judge, more good news. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Governor DeSantis over the termination of Disney World's Reedy Creek District. So, remember, DeSantis literally took away this benefit from Disney that they'd had for like 40 years. It would save them like $2 billion. And they tried to sue and say you can't do that. And a federal judge dismissed the lawsuit on Tuesday against the state of Florida and Governor Ron DeSantis over the termination of Disney World's Reedy Creek Special District. Judge Cecilia Altonaga of the U.S. District Court for Southern District of Florida dismissed the lawsuit on behalf of the residents of Orange and Osceola counties, claiming the dissolution of Disney's Reedy Creek bill was to punish Disney World and subsequently Florida taxpayers. And she dismissed the lawsuit on two grounds. The first stated that the issue at hand was a state-level problem and the federal court was the wrong venue for the case. The second argued that the plaintiffs did not have standing as they could not prove any injury to themselves. The law is yet to take effect, and the tax structure of a newly independent Disney World is not certain. Plaintiff's theory of standing is that the elimination of the Reedy Creek Improvement District might result in financial harm by virtue of a tax increase, but it hasn't happened yet, and you can't, you know, support federal legislation over something that hasn't happened yet. So they threw it out, and DeSantis wins again, at least for the moment. More good news, U.S. Senate blocks Democrats' abortion bill. And we got to thank Senator Joe Manchin on that one. I'm very up and down on Joe Manchin, you know. Sometimes I love him and sometimes I can't stand him. But he says he's a no vote on the Democrats' radical abortion bill. And that would kill the bill. It would be the most radical pro-abortion bill in U.S. history and would effectively abolish state laws. By the way, the U.S. Constitution, does anyone care about that? You can't abolish state laws. You can't abolish state laws, but it needed 60 votes to pass. And Manchin told reporters he will not be voting for the legislation because it's too radical. So that's the end of the legislation, and the U.S. Senate blocks the Democrat abortion bill. Glory, hallelujah. You know, at a time where real babies don't have formula, how scary is that? And the Democrat Party couldn't care less. It reminds me of Black Lives Matter that couldn't care less about all the black people being shot in, you know, Memphis and Detroit and Chicago and Baltimore, and the list goes on and on. Blacks killing blacks. Everywhere you look, blacks killing blacks. Violent crime against blacks. Good, honest, law-abiding black people getting raped and robbed and murdered. And Black Lives Matter couldn't care less. Matter of fact, the founders of Black Lives Matter, too busy stealing the money. That's my opinion, allegedly. It's an opinion show. They're public figures. I believe they stole the money. They bought mansions for themselves and held parties in those mansions while black people are getting shot in the middle of the street. They couldn't care less. And Democrats couldn't care less that real babies are starving.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News.
U.S. inflation hit 8.3% in April. The Labor Department reported on Wednesday that consumer prices made that jump in the past 12 months. That came in below the 8.5% year-over-year surge in March, which marked the highest rate since 1981. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's Tuesday press conference, where he attempted to lay out a plan to curb inflation, is drawing criticism from conservatives. Senator Rick Scott spoke to Newsmax.
That was a pretty disappointing press conference. There was no plan to deal with inflation. It was just, how does the president blame somebody else for inflation?
And gas prices nationwide are reaching all-time highs. AAA reports Americans are paying an average of $4.40 for a gallon of unleaded gas. Diesel prices are over the $5 mark. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We'll be right back.
The Root is on fire. Kyle LeBrew for United States Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Kyle is an America First conservative, unapologetic conservative. He says we don't need more Republicans in Congress. We need Republican fighters in Congress, warriors. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. And he's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle is pro-life. He supports term limits, defends free speech, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Please support Kyle LeBrew no matter where you live. He's running in CD4 in Missouri, but he is sponsoring our national radio show. He wants to really become a force in the new Republican freshman class of GOP that will be in control. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or to click the contribute button at the top of the page. Remember, I don't care where you live. You don't have to live in CD4 in Missouri. You don't have to live in Missouri, period. Wherever you live in this country, reward a guy like this who's paying the freight on the Wayne Allyn Root Show because he believes so much in my message. And he wants to reach all of you. So make sure you send him a 5, a 10, a 15, a 20, a 50, a 100, a 1,000, whatever you can afford. Send to Kyle LeBrew. This is our kind of guy. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. KyleLeBrew.com. LABRUE. KyleLeBrew.com. All right, we've got Randy Sutton with us, my old buddy, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, 24 years on the LVMPD, and retired at the time as the most decorated policeman in the history of Las Vegas. He is now in charge of the Wounded Blue, a nonprofit 501c3, helping injured law enforcement officers nationwide. You can find them at thewoundedblue.org, thewoundedblue.org, or you can find them having lunch with Wayne Root at Mastroianni's. Hey, Randy Sutton, how are you?
You're giving up our spot. You're giving up our spot, Wayne.
You know why I'm giving up our spot? Because Mastroianni's is the sponsor of my local Vegas radio show. This is my national show, but here in Vegas, Mastroianni's sponsors my show. So I got to give some kudos to Pete Mastroianni and his son, Pete Jr. Great people, great restaurant. And whenever Randy Sutton and I get together with our great friend, Ron Curry, with like the Three Musketeers, we always get together for lunch at Mastroianni's. We wouldn't go anywhere else. So thank you, Mastroianni's. Great restaurant. Take great care of us. Randy Sutton.
Eggplant Parmesan.
He loves the eggplant Parmesan. He does. And I love the chicken cacciatore. It's not on the menu, but they make it for me off the menu. I'm like from a New York Italian neighborhood, and I love chicken cacciatore. So, Randy Sutton, as a cop who spent your life around law enforcement, let's start with the question. How do you feel, and what do you think is happening with Lake Mead going lower and lower? We're just dying out here. We got no water, and the lake keeps getting lower. And what happens? Bodies keep popping up. I assume these are mafia hit jobs from the 1970s, right?
I'm going to assume that you're probably right. Oh, good music. I like it. No, I'm going to say that probably there's a lot of that truth to that thought, because you know the mob has been dumping bodies all around Las Vegas for decades. You know, there's a big desert out there. The interesting part is when they start doing housing developments, they find them in the desert too. So yeah,
they
not
do.
A surprise.
They do. That was. I want to point out that was a long time ago. Vegas is not a mafia town anymore, unfortunately, because when I got here, I started coming here in the late 80s and spent a lot of time here in the 90s, then moved here around 2002. And I got to tell you, when the mafia ran the town, it was like, hey, Wayne, how are you? You need a room for your mom and dad? Come on, they got the best suite in hotel. Now it's like, how much does your father gamble? Otherwise, get lost. I got to tell you, I liked it better when the mob was in charge. I think these people are heartless. These Ivy League executives, the heartless ones, right?
Oh, they're way worse than the mafia was.
Absolutely. All right, so let's get back to what matters, which is wounded cops and your goal in life to help them. And I've known Randy now for, I don't know, 15 years or something like that. And Randy's entire life is dedicated, always has been dedicated, to issues like wounded cops and how we help them. And I just love you, Randy. I believe in everything you do. And Please let everyone know out there, what does the Wounded Blue do? That's your organization, thewoundedblue.org, thewoundedblue.org. Please give, please contribute. What does the Wounded Blue do?
The Wounded Blue is the national assistance and support organization for injured and disabled law enforcement officers. We're a nationwide nonprofit, a 501c3, and we our mission is very, very simple, to improve the lives of injured and disabled law enforcement officers through support, education, assistance, and legislation. And Wayne, you know, it's a constant battle for me to try and let Americans know and try to understand the realities about what happens when a cop gets severely injured in the line of duty, because all of us, even most of us cops, think that if you get shot or stabbed or beaten or, you know, get hit by a car or you're in a traffic accident and you're severely injured, your department is going to take care of you. You're going to be paid, you know, your salary. You're going to get great medical attention. And if you can't work anymore, your family's not going to starve. But that is not the reality in many, many places, Wayne. And it's a really hard message to get out to people. And that's why, by going to thewoundedblue.org, and you can hear our stories, you can see our film, which is incredibly powerful, The Wounded Blue Service, Sacrifice, Betrayed. And it is, you know, you said it, man, it is my mission to do everything in my power to safeguard the lives of these men and women who have sacrificed so much in the line of duty, and many times are literally thrown away.
Yeah, you got to explain to me, because I, as a layman, I've never been a policeman. I love policemen. And many times I wish I was a policeman. Believe me, when I was growing up, that's all I wanted to do, was be a policeman. And so I've loved cops my whole life, and I don't understand. You're telling me that in cities around the United States, a cop gets hurt in the line of duty, shot, stabbed, car accident, whatever it may be, and they don't care. They leave them to fend for themselves. They don't have health insurance. The city doesn't take care of them. They don't have a pension. What I don't understand. What's happening?
What's happening is that every state is different. Not only every state is different, even cities within the states are different. Depending on if you're in New York City and you're a cop there and you get hurt, you're going to be okay because they have a strong union. They're going to get a pension. They're going to get medical care. But if you are, yesterday, I had an incredible, heartbreaking call with a New Mexico police officer from La Cruces, who was shot numerous times, and is praying to be well enough to come back to work, going through terribly painful treatments and rehab, but. And believe me, they aren't making a lot of money in Cruces, La Cruces, New Mexico. They make $45,000 a year, okay? Well, he's shot. They took 60% of his salary away from him on workers' comp, and he's trying to feed his family on 40%
of
$45,000.
Oh, my gosh. And what about the medical? Some don't have good medical. In other words, some cities,
no.
I assume, have great medical for police, and some have bad. Is that the deal? Or nobody has great medical?
Yeah.
You tell me.
No, it depends on where you are. Like I said, New York, you're going to be okay. But a police lieutenant friend of mine was shot in the head with an AR-15 in a gunfight with three murder suspects. He was severely injured.
Where was this?
This was in Oogala, Oklahoma.
Okay, and they had no coverage for a cop?
Well, they didn't pay his medical bills for a year and a half until a news station like yours did an expose on it, and suddenly they paid his medical bills, but they never even gave him a neurologist. They said it was medically unnecessary after he was hit with an AR-15 bullet in his brain. So, yeah, this is a fight, and it's very difficult. It's a battle for me, literally every day, to try and tell the truth, get the truth out there, because it's so hard to even conceive of. Wayne, you're having a tough. Listen. What ended my career was I had a stroke in my police car, and my own department turned its back on me, and forced me to go to court to make them pay my medical bills.
And you did win in court and they did pay? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it took a year. They ruined my credit was ruined. Bill collectors were knocking on my door, but I won eventually, and then they had to pay. But they fought me, and they put me through hell. And I'm just one story out of thousands across the United States. And Wayne, you know, my organization, the Wounded Blue, we deal with these stories every single day. I have
Amazing.
An incredible team of men and women. Every one of my cops who is a peer advocate support team member, a counselor, has been shot or stabbed or beaten or run down. Many are in wheelchairs. Many have been catastrophically injured. And yet they still continue to serve. And
Randy
they're saving
Sutton,
lives.
We're on the way out. The music's on. I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you. So I left a little time here. How can people support the Wounded Blue? Give me a 30-second close.
Go to thewoundedblue.org and please donate $10, $15, whatever you can afford, and be a hero to these heroes. They desperately need your help.
Or you can text, right, 877-810-0911 to make a donation. Text 877-810-0911 to make a donation or go to woundedblue.org. Great organization, and we all support the police here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show more than anyone can imagine. We love you guys. We appreciate what you do. Randy Sutton, thank you for your service to you and all your warriors.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Always a pleasure.
Text 877-810-0911. Make a donation. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount.
40% off!
Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Do your pets have the same energy that you?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, is with you. Next time you think about listening to what Hollywood people have to say, you should think about the case of Doctor Strange star Zara Pithian and her husband convicted of sex with a 13-year-old girl. The actress who starred in Marvel's Doctor Strange was convicted alongside her husband of repeatedly having sex with a 13-year-old over a three-year period. She is 36, I believe, and her husband is 59, and they were having sex with a 13-year-old. From the age of 13 to the age of 15. She was convicted today of 14 sex offenses against the child between the ages of 13 and 15. Wow. I'm telling you, Hollywood is filled with weird, dysfunctional, evil people controlled by the devil. And the entire Democrat Party is controlled by the devil. And if you look at the headlines today, they're just... It's incredible what's going on in this country. April airfare spiked 18.6%, biggest jump since 1963. 8.3% overall inflation, and the pro-Biden media promised it would be better this month. It got worse. Mortgage rates at 5.53%, the highest since 2009. Under Joe Biden, the hungry are hungrier as inflation starves food banks. Need diesel? You've got problems. Gas up 5 cents in one day. Here's some real-world numbers. Gas up 44% on the year. Airfare up 33%. Eggs up 23%. Utility gas up 23%. Used cars up 23%. Hotels up 23%. Bacon up 18%. Chicken up 15%. Milk up 15%. Beef up 14%. That's a lie, because I go to restaurants and they all, you know, a nice steak used to be 40, 50 bucks. Now it's 90 in most places in Vegas. 90, 60, and 70, and 80, and $90 for steak. So I don't think steak's up 14%. I think it's up a lot more than that. Flour's up 14%. New cars up 14%. Furniture up 15%. Milk up 15%. Fish up 13%. Electricity up 11%. Health insurance up 10%. And rent up 5%, and that's, of course, a national average. I know in Vegas, year-to-year, rents are up 30%. 30%. And yes, Joe Biden did this. That was not MAGA that did that. It was not Donald Trump that did that. It wasn't Wayne Root that did that. It wasn't Ukraine that did that. It wasn't Putin that did that. Joe Biden did all of that. The news is just very, very bad. And I just think if elections were real and they weren't fake and it wasn't about sending in mail-in ballots, I do believe that this would be the biggest route in the history of the world. I'm not sure if Democrats, if it was a fair and square landscape, could actually win more than like 50 House seats. That's how bad it is. House seats. I'm not talking Senate. 50 House seats. I think Republicans would have, you know, out of 435, Democrats would have 50, and we'd have almost 400. If this was the real world and you didn't have massive voter fraud and rigged elections. But they'll win quite a few based on the rigging. But they're certainly not going to win, period. That much I could tell you. It's going to be a Republican victory. So, I want to do a little housekeeping for those who like to email me, and I love to hear from you. It's WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's my email address. WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. My website is RootForAmerica.com, R-O-O-T, ForAmerica.com. And you find everything there, including this radio show. Right at the top, you click on Wayne's radio show, and boom, you're on my national radio show. Boom, you're on my podcast. Boom, you can watch my video podcast. You can watch, you can read my commentaries. It's all at RootForAmerica.com. You can also find this show on Odyssey. Odyssey is the biggest streaming service in the world on people's phones for listening to radio. 40 million people listen to the radio on Odyssey. Get the Odyssey app on your phone at the App Store or Google Play, and they now have the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And let me not forget to mention that all my opinions are at Getter, at Wayne Root. At Wayne Root, at Getter. I've now got to almost 34,000 fans and growing every day. Getter, GETTR.com. So, it's just hard to believe how popular Ron DeSantis is. He's the guy that does it the way that I would do it. I hate to brag, but if I was the governor, I'd be Ron DeSantis. Everything I believe in, Ron DeSantis believes in. Every single issue. And he is rushing towards a monster landslide reelection. He continues to bring in more money than anyone can ever believe in a governor race. He brought in more than $10 million as he seeks a second term in the state capitol. His political committee and campaign were sitting on a combined total of $105 million. That's like a presidential candidate. He's a governor. And he's sitting on $105 million. Charlie Crist, who's the biggest loser the world's ever known, the leading fundraiser among Democrat gubernatorial candidates, has slightly less than $6 million. DeSantis raised nearly $8 million in change in April through his political committee, Friends of Ron DeSantis, and another $2.3 million through his campaign account. Wow. The campaign received 25,901 contributions in April, and the committee, which is not bound by contribution limits, received 19 contributions of 100,000 or more. Ron DeSantis, the best Republican governor ever.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now.